Jesus went out from there and withdrew into the region of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a Canaanite woman came out from those borders and cried, saying, Have mercy on me, Lord, you son of David. My daughter is severely demonized. But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and begged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered, I wasn't sent to anyone but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered, It is not appropriate to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she said, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, Woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you even as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that hour. Jesus departed there and came near to the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into the mountain and sat there. Great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they put them down at his feet. He healed them, so that the multitude wondered when they saw the mute speaking, injured whole, lame walking, and blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away fasting, or they might faint on the way. The disciples said to him, Where should we get so many loaves in a deserted place as to satisfy so great a multitude? Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7, and a few small fish. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish. He gave thanks and broke them, and gave to the disciples and the disciples to the multitudes. They all ate and were filled. They took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces that were left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. Then he sent away the multitudes, got into the boat, and came into the borders of Magdala.